Welcome to Covenant Presbyterian Church in West Des Moines, Iowa. This sermon is part of our mission to bless our neighbors to the glory of God. We hope it blesses you.
My show and tell today is a thank you note. We've been writing a lot of thank you notes lately at our house, and I have some to finish for some of you. We write thank you notes because it makes the people who give us gifts or do nice things for us, it makes them feel good. Thank you is not about repaying the gift. If you repaid the gift, it wouldn't be a gift anymore. Instead, a thank you is about acknowledging the gift. It's about the relationship that the gift is all about. And writing thank you notes also makes us feel extra good. Saying thank you actually helps us notice more easily how many gifts we have received. Today we're going to talk about the word grace. The word grace means gift. A gift from God. And so listen for the word grace in the reading that Paul is about to share with us.
Let us pray. Pour out your Holy Spirit, O God, and prepare our hearts to receive your word. Silence in us any voice but your own, so that we might both hear and obey your will. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Today's scripture reading is from the letter to the Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 4 to 10. It's on page 235 of your of the New Testament, if you want to follow along in the Pew Bible while I read. But God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. This is the word of the Lord.
Today is the second in a series of sermons on some Presbyterian distinctives, some ideas that we emphasize or we deal with in particular ways. And today's idea is grace, the idea that salvation is a free gift from God, that there's nothing that we had to do to make that happen. Now, as with a lot of these ideas, other denominations believe this as well. But it's been particularly important from the beginning of our Presbyterian tradition, all the way back in the 16th century, this idea of grace. Today's reading from the Book of Confessions comes from the year 1560. Presbyterian leaders had just taken control of the Church of Scotland, and it was time to be clear about what we believe. So the Scots Confession begins at the very beginning, the beginning of everything, and it traces God's covenant from Adam through Israel through Jesus to the church, and it's all one covenant. And so we share our need for grace with every human ever, all the way from Adam until now. And that's why this passage starts right after Adam sins. From the Scots Confession. God, after the fearful and horrible departure of humanity from obedience, did seek Adam again. By grace alone God chose us in his Son Jesus Christ before the foundation of the world was laid. To put this even more plainly, as we willingly disclaim any honor and glory from our own creation and redemption, so do we willingly also for our regeneration and sanctification. For by ourselves we are not capable of thinking one good thought, but God who has begun the work in us alone continues us in it, to the praise and glory of God's undeserved grace. The reading from the letter to the Ephesians actually makes this same point again in other words, that grace is absolutely beyond our ability to qualify for it. It is only ever a free gift from God. And the book of Ephesians goes way over the top to drive this point home, to emphasize how our sin and brokenness exclude us from relationship with God, except for grace. The point is that God chooses relationship with us even before we can choose a relationship with God. That's what grace is. And that would have been a big new idea in Ephesus, perhaps. Ephesus was this center of Greek religion where the gods are always angry and humans have to do extra work just to make the gods happy. Honestly, this idea is almost as foreign to our American culture, where we have so much emphasis on being a good person, as if we could somehow earn grace. But the gospel doesn't care whether you are a good person. The gospel actually assumes that you haven't been a good person, and God loves you still. That's the radical point of the book of Ephesians, that God's grace comes before our brokenness, definitely before anything that we could do to accept grace. There's nothing here that tries to substitute in a new set of requirements for the old. Grace is still grace. But the Bible teaches us that grace comes before our brokenness, it comes beyond our brokenness, after our brokenness, despite our brokenness, no matter what. And grace also comes before our good works, even though our good works are the purpose that God created us for, says the book of Ephesians. Now, in this Presbyterian sermon series, it's not all me speaking. We're also having our elders on session share with us, so I'd like to introduce Joe Chance. Joe has been an elder on session for the last 5 years. He's been a member here at Covenant since 2014. He's the liaison to the property committee. He served as a group leader during Vacation Bible School, and most Sundays he's right back there on the live stream, making it possible for folks at home to participate in the service with us. So, Joe, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, and then you'll have some time to respond. What does grace mean to you? What does grace mean to you? And how does grace fit into the story of your faith?
All right. Good morning, everybody. If you were here last week, Ryan was up here, and I'm not Ryan, so he did a great job. And I want to thank Paul for taking care of things this morning, and Laura and Marcy, because I got the call yesterday morning, and I thought somebody would be standing here talking to me. Grace, it seems like a simple word, and I had to do a little deep thinking on this, but my definition of grace deals with treating others with dignity. My definition of grace involves treating others without judgment and prejudice. Grace is God's love, and that's unconditional. So as far as how it fits into my faith, I mean, I guess the way I see it, is there anything better than faith, you know, because it's yours. We all interpret the Bible our own way, and we interpret this word in our own way too. So it's yours. No one can take it away. You believe what you want to believe of it. And you know, the word unconditional probably is the strongest word for me when I think of grace. It's God's love, and it's unconditional. And it doesn't matter who we are, what we've done, what we haven't done. It's just there. So.
Our order of service calls that a gift of... Thanks, Joe. You know, a lot of us have trouble with living as if grace were truly real and free, and so we find ourselves holding ourselves and others to some standards that we or they really can't live up to. Or, the other way around sometimes, we avoid claiming our own legitimate needs because somehow that has something to do with what grace is all about. It's hard to accept grace when we believe that we don't deserve it, which, again, is exactly what grace is. It is God's love for us, even when we don't deserve it. Sometimes I think it helps to practice thanking God for the daily gifts that we've received, especially if those gifts seem to be undeserved or too good to be true. You may find yourself also thanking God for other people's gifts, gifts that you didn't receive yourself. There is grace in celebrating the grace that other people receive. And it takes practice, and I think it takes a faith community like ours to really come to believe in grace. It is that God makes grace real for others through us. So, coming back to Joe, how does covenant specifically embody grace? And how do we make God's grace believable for our neighbors?
We're a mission-based church. That's what we do. Since I've been here, that's all I've known. In simple terms, everything we do for other people, that's what grace is. You do things to help others, and the things we do for others, we don't think twice. We don't think about anything about them. They need help, we give it to them. So many things that we do, I'm not going to name off, but a lot of you have been volunteering for all these different things, and the youth group does every Wednesday. They're out doing something somewhere. So that's who we are. We show grace to people that no matter what. So to me, that's how we show it. Is by helping others. So, go Cyclones.
And now, a moment for mission.
Our Coins for Concern partner for July is Mary's Helping Hands. All the loose change in the offering this month will go to support this great mission partner. Mary's Helping Hands provides hope, love, and support for expecting mothers who may need a helping hand with basic needs for their child's first year of life. A new baby puts an added strain on already limited resources, and maybe many babies lack appropriate items of clothing and blankets to stay warm and thrive during that crucial first year. On the other hand, so many of us have been blessed with excess clothing during the course of their first year. Many items are only worn once or twice in that first year and are not fully used before they're outgrown. Mary's Helping Hands goal is to provide a way to get these surplus items into the arms of parents with babies in need. Covenant's youth group has volunteered in person at the warehouse, and your donations grow directly to keep Mary's Helping Hands Iowa doors open so they can continue to provide free clothing and basic necessities. I'd suggest that you talk to any of the youth that have been there and ask them what it was like. What did they see and what did they do? So again, thank you for your generosity. In this month of July, as all of your coins for concerns go to the Mary's Helping Hands.
Thank you for listening. Learn more about our mission at wdmcovenant.org.